This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, if you head up to the website, therealsite.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and, well, you don't have to do it there. You can do it right. Pick up your smartphone and just simply, it's really simple, not that hard to do, but just simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And it'll just give you, you know what? It doesn't cost you, unless you're paying for every text you get, it really doesn't cost you anything. We'll send them out a couple times a week, let you know the show's coming up. It's going to be live soon, that kind of thing. And you can enjoy the tomfoolery that we have going on. And it is tomfoolery. There's a lot of stupid stuff going on that I enjoy immensely, by the way. I'm not complaining about it. Because without the stupid stories, I wouldn't have anything to do. Really. Seriously. Well, apparently Gillette has caved. Although, they probably did. They're in Boston. Very liberal group of people. I grew up there, I know. And they're dealing with toxic masculinity in a new ad campaign. So days after the American Psychological Association announced that traditional masculinity is harmful... Are they really doing what they're supposed to be doing now? The American Psychological Association. Who's paid them off? What's harmful about masculinity? Anyway, days after the American Psychological Association announced that traditional masculinity is harmful to society, it can lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. Now listen, this is why I get crazy with this stuff. And you let them get, yes, you, here I go. You let them get away with this. So, for those of you who are trolling me and listening, and you go, see that, he doesn't even listen to the American Psychological Association. Well, frankly, neither do you. Do you know what a phobe is? A phobia? It's a fear of something. You can't go near it, you can't talk about it, you can't touch it, you can't, there's nothing you can do with a phobia. You have to try to overcome it. Right, this fear of the outside, there's a fear of being locked in the room, there's a fear of heights, all kinds of stuff. If you watch Monk for a while, you'll know every fear known to mankind, because I think he has every one of them, right? But a phobia is when you're really, truly afraid of something. I'm not afraid of a gay person. I'm not afraid of a lesbian. I'm not afraid of a transgender. I'm not afraid of a same-sex couple. I have no fear. So you guys try to make it, yes, you guys on the left, you try to make it taboo. You try to make it nasty. You try to turn it into a sickness by calling it a phobia, which I think is hilarious. I laugh at you because it has nothing to do with fear. So days after the American Psychological Association, after being paid off, announced that did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. They announced that traditional masculinity is harmful to society. What do they want us to do? Dress in, dresses and tights and I don't know. What is traditional masculinity? Feeling like you should take care of your family? Feeling like you should be a dad? I'm 100% behind that. Men should be fathers. They should be husbands. They should take care of their family. Forget the Bible for a minute. Isn't that the way Mother Nature, this hunters and gatherers and nurturers? But you'll tell me, no, that's not true, because you don't want it to be true. I mean, really, I used to joke, and then too many of you got mad at me, which was, you can be so educated you don't even know how to brush your teeth. That's right. I mean, you have so many PhDs and all kinds of degrees, you can't do simple stuff. Many of those people that are, like, supposedly uber smart have absolutely zip when it comes to social skills. They can't interact at all in a regular group. And what's a sexual harassment thing? Why? Because, as we've done so many stories before, a guy asks a girl out before she wants him to? That's harassment? In my day, it was no, you both parted your way. That was the end of it. That's not harassment. Then we did that stupid story last week that when tall guys ask out short guys, I mean short women, right? That's harassment? Because he overpowers her? Yeah, it's his fault he's that tall. I got it. So, Gillette released a new, I guess they released a new razor, or a new ad campaign. They touch on the topic. Procter & Gamble-owned company is using the new ad to tackle its own slogan, the best a man can get, addressing issues of harassment, bullying men, mental health, and also promotes the idea that men can need to do better when it comes to holding each other accountable and treating women with respect. Here's the problem with that comment. The left doesn't agree, even among themselves, what respect means. They sure as heck don't agree. If I taught my kids to treat a woman with respect, if I taught them, you know, there was a meme going around that I got the biggest kick out of, where a guy and a girl were walking down the street, the girl was on the outside, the guy was on the inside, closest to the wall, and somebody said, what's wrong with this picture? Well, I knew right away what was wrong with it. Most of you guys do too, right? The guy's supposed to walk on the outside of the street. On the outside, the woman walks closer to the wall. Because he's protecting her. Well, we can't have that now, can we? We can't have any of those niceties, can we? Guy can't open a door for a woman because, what, she's too weak to open it herself. That's what that means. No. What it means is I have enough respect and care and like for you that I won't open the door for you. I'm willing to help you out of the car or maybe down out of a stair or what have you. It's so terrible to teach your kids to do that because it's demeaning to women. Can somebody explain that to me? I would love for a woman to call me and tell me how that's demeaning. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
I think that's where we got the, they got the idea to sing the song like Alvin and the Chipmunks from the movie. I'm just asking. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Keep your cards and letters. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do mean it. I mean, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. We don't have to agree with each other. Nothing says we do. We just have to be civil. We just have to try to work together. We were talking about Gillette is addressing toxic masculinity in its shaving commercials. I don't even know what to do with that. Toxic. And what is toxic masculinity? You realize that when you read these pieces, from the colleges and other places, the places where you're sending your kids to learn, by the way. When you read these pieces and try to understand them, you can't. Because it's the natural things that men want to do. It's a natural thing. You know, women are put down for what they want to do. Women are put down for what may or may not come natural to them. Why should a woman be the one having the baby? Gee, I don't know. Maybe because that's what she was, her body was designed to do. I mean, among other things, obviously. Kind of hard for me to give birth. I mean, if you could tell me how, it would be great. Because I can make a few million, I don't have to do this anymore. The dumb things that they come up with. Why is a woman saddled with having the child? I don't know. Because that's the hand that biology dealt to her? I don't know. You don't want to have children? Don't have children. Nobody's saying you have to just because you're a woman. The ad entitled We Believe begins with a compilation of actions commonly associated with the toxic masculinity. We believe the best in men to say the right thing, to act the right way. Some already are, but some, well, not enough. Because boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow, narrator says. Now he's saying this over the clips of men defending others from bullying or stopping friends from harassing women. Why is this an ad and on TV? Don't we already do this? Don't many of you men out there who would probably be considered to be overly toxic, wouldn't you already protect men or protect boys from being bullied or girls for that matter? Wouldn't you protect women from being harassed? And it's hypocritical coming from these people considering it's the Hollywood group that has made the Me Too movement needed. I mean, Hollywood, constantly caught in taking advantage of women, taking advantage of kids. But they're going to dictate to us what's right and what's wrong. The video is more than an advertisement for the company's products. Gillette's using it as a way to promote the change in society and dedicated a page of its website to the cause. All right. So you know what that means, right? Don't you ever buy a Gillette razor again.
I'm not shaving anymore.
I know you're not shaving anymore. I saw that advertisement. Did you see that thing where women weren't shaving legs, armpits, anything? That was it?
No.
Yeah. I think we're in France or something. I don't know. It's time we acknowledge that brands like ours play a role in influencing culture, and as a company that encourages men to do their best, we have a responsibility to make sure we are promoting positive, attainable, inclusive, and healthy versions of what it means to be a man. No. What you need to acknowledge is you need to make the best brand on the market with the sharpest blades, with ones that don't go dull after three shavings. And you keep it, you really want to help? You want to help society? Keep the darn cost of your blades down. They're so ridiculously high. Some people have to make a decision between smoking and shaving. It's just amazing. It's not up to a razor company to tell a man how to be a man. It's just, it's nuts. It's just like when I say, when we go to concerts. When you go to a concert, did you show up to listen to the singer's political viewpoint? No, sing the song. I came here because I like how you sing, not because I like how you think. You know, I thought it was interesting. I read an article about Willie Nelson. I guess he's a flaming liberal. But you don't know it when he's on stage. He doesn't agree in mixing the two. And that's fine. That's the way it should be. I can decide to buy his albums or not buy his albums based on his political spin or the direction he's headed in. Or I can decide to buy him or not buy him because I like how he sings. See, with Bette Midler, as I was saying earlier, I love her voice. Won't buy anything of hers anymore because she can't keep her mouth shut. Along with the message, Gillette also announced it'll be donating $1 million a year for the next 3 years to various nonprofit organizations designed to help men of all ages achieve their personal best. Now, traditional masculinity ideology has been shown to limit males' psychological development, constrain their behavior, result in gender role strain, and gender role conflict. What's the conflict? Traditional masculinity ideology. It's not an ideology. There is nothing wrong And again, take God out of the picture, although I can't, but we'll try. What has traditionally been the role of the male? What has Mother Earth set up for the male to be doing? We have different traits. They're nice traits. We like the traits, not just men. Women do, too. Here's the difference, though. If I got a guy that wants to buy into this, let him. I don't care. I don't have to live with him. But you don't see it that way in the left. Not at all. If I don't buy into this, then I'm a hater, I'm nasty, I'm bigoted, I'm short-sighted, I'm not very bright. And you call us the fascists. You call us the haters. Traditional masculine ideology has been shown to limit males' psychological development, constrain their behavior, result in gender role strain. Well, I don't know what that means. Gender role conflict, and negatively influence mental health and physical health. Let me tell you what. I have, what do I have? Four cousins. No, more than that. Four male cousins. Fine. Okay. So let's just say I have, a dozen male cousins. Okay? Maybe a half a dozen to eight female cousins. I can tell you that the male cousins, because we grew up very close to each other, none of them are suffering from this constrained behavior or gender role strain or gender role conflict. Nothing influencing their mental health, their physical. None of that has to do with them being a male. We were all taught to take care of women. We were all taught to take care of our families. We were all taught to work hard and love this country. And none of us need any psychiatric care. Now, you would say we did because we believe in things like traditional marriage. We don't believe in abortion and that kind of stuff. So we definitely need some mental health because that has to do, as I was accused recently of, is having a male privilege thing going on. That's why I believe that. No, I just haven't been polluted by that level of screwy education. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As you all know, there's currently a tremendous humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. It's tremendous. It's been there for years. It's been there for
decades.
President Trump staying on point about border security and the need for the wall as he speaks at the 100th annual meeting at the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans. He takes aim at the mainstream media and fake news.
But because of what we're doing and because of how well our country is doing, and please sit down, please. I'm just looking. And then the media, the fake news, they'll say, he got no standing ovations. You know why? Because everybody stayed standing. Where do you see that? It's true. Oh, they'll do it. They'll figure something out. That's true. That's true. That's true. They can figure it out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We got us some Charlie Dean. Says Americana like Charlie Daniels. I'm sorry, I don't know. If you don't like Charlie Daniels, it's time for you to move on. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hop on the website, give me your email address where I can go ahead and we send out an email once a week. Many of you should have got that today. You know, some of you are getting it, and, you know, open it, take a look at it. I think you'd be surprised at some of the things you can get for your friends, the stories that are on there and what have you. I mean, there's no reason, I don't know. There's no reason just to let them go by. I know you guys get emails all day long. I actually found the other day a story about emails, not mine, but emails being, I don't want to say censored, but pulled back on. They won't let them through as easy. And it was a pretty big story, and it had to do with the 2016 election and how that was being played out. If you understood how emails actually work, if you understood how the Internet flows, I think you'd understand or see how easy it really is for the biggies to really block the flow of data. So we're talking about toxic masculinity and how Gillette has jumped on. So if you buy Gillette razors, send them a message. Come on, dude, this is, you know, you don't have to boycott everything. That's not what I mean. But there are things you can do to show them that you're serious about this. Gillette is not the only razor company on the planet. They go on to say that the fact that they say it gets in the way of the male physiological development. So being a traditional male, or what they call traditional, is mentally unstable. Are they serious? You know, I don't know. Tammy, we're coming up like on 10 years, right? Of being on the air somewhere. And I've been talking about this for years, how there was a concerted effort when I started to see some of these stories come up, and I don't know why I decided to do them, how there is a pounding at what's normal and natural. Not what's perceived normality, not what society has said is normal, but normality. To what end? I wasn't even thinking about it at the time. To what end? And this is the end. is to make everybody, in their mind, exactly the same. I'm just saying. I mean, there's no... why would you say that traditional male things, if you would, hamper your psychological development? How is that? You talk about competitiveness. So what do we do? We can do away with the Olympics? Everybody, this is the same group that wants to give everybody a participation trophy. You made it. You showed up. Well, let me tell you what. Nobody would make it if you just gave out participation trophies. Nobody. It's truly shown over and over and over again that they try less if you just give it to them. Male or female. Gillette's message doesn't seem to be sitting well with customers. Many commenters on the YouTube wrote that they won't be buying the brand's product anymore. Well, God bless them for doing that. Seriously. This is just stupid going somewhere to happen, is my favorite saying. And there's no reason for this. I don't know of any guy, that at least that I hang with, that teaches his boys to take advantage of girls. That teaches his boys to lord over girls. That they're better, smarter, faster, whatever. Whatever this thing is trying to say. Right? If you're a real man, see, real men don't see life as they're the boss, right? Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. Remember those days? Real men don't see life that way. Those are the Hollywood men. Those are the idiots who think that that's what manhood's about, is lording it over women and other people, and you're the lord of your household, so to speak. It's not the way we think. It's not really, truly the way we think or feel. Anyway, I'll say, not the way real men think or feel. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we've been in California here, we've been talking about the, I say it's voter fraud. You call it what you want, fraudulent votes. I know that this ballot harvesting, for some of you who don't know what ballot harvesting is because you don't have these kind of things in your state, absentee ballots are in California now. You can get an absentee ballot for any reason. And what that allows you to do is to vote at your kitchen table, stick it in the mail, and send it back in. It used to be you were going to be out of the country, out of town on election day. Something came up that you wouldn't be in town on the day of the election. And since your vote counted, since as an American you had the right, the freedom to vote, they went out of their way to make sure you'd have that right. That's what it was for. It was a convenience. And like everything else we do in this country when it comes to this kind of stuff, or that the hard left gets their hands on, you've got to skew it and twist it and try to make it to your advantage. So what they have is ballot harvesting, which means it used to be you could only take, I believe, your people in your immediate home, family members, that kind of stuff. You could only take their ballots in. Well, now you can take your whole neighborhood. You can go door to door to door to door to door like the mailman does and pick up ballots. And if they should they not have them filled in, you know, you knock on the door and the person says, "Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to fill that out." Well, look, Mrs. Smith, I'm here now. We're getting kind of late in the election season. You've got that. You have to have that in the next day or two. You do want your vote to count, right? Well, yes, of course I do. Okay, well, then why don't we sit down at your kitchen table? We can stand here at the doorway. And we can start filling these in. And I can help you with the votes that where you don't know the person or the issue. Oh, that would be kind of you. Let's do that. You don't know how many times that took place. People over and over and over again who did that with the person who showed up at their door. I know in my area it happened several times. I know in my area of people close to me who didn't get to vote because somebody had already voted for them that morning. I'm sorry. That stuff to me is all voter fraud. You're stealing votes. The sad part is that they feel good about it, like they pulled one over. Here in California, Southern California, Orange County, the Democrats harvested over 250,000 absentee ballots. It was enough to kill all four members of Congress, a state senator and assemblyman. And now we find out, through a technicality in the law, that the Harvishes, in many cases, were, you ready for this, illegal aliens. So we had people that were criminals that were breaking the law, picking up the ballots that might allow them to stay here, should those ballots turn out to be the right ones for them. The Times describes how California famed ballot harvesters who flip places such as Orange County blue in the last midterm aren't actually citizens. They did it by helping voters fill out and turn in and continue to turn in ballots from otherwise uncommitted voters. And that was right until they got the votes that they wanted, or where they wanted them going. Here's the Dreamers helping the voters vote the way they want. In California, Dreamers like Cruz phoned voters, walked precincts, and protested outside Republican lawmakers' offices, reaching people who had not even been called or visited by either party. Their efforts helped boost turnout among Latinos. 29 million nationwide were eligible to vote. According to Pew Research, it's projected to surpass levels higher than in past presidential elections. Now, the reason you can see why the reason the Dems love illegal immigrants. It isn't because they want you to come here for a better life. You could have a better way of doing things. You have a chance to succeed. No, because look what they actually do. They make it impossible for you to work if you're on government aid. I think they should force you to work if you're on government aid. Yeah, you heard me. You're going to get money from the government. You're going to take tax money. People who've worked hard, paid their taxes, you could take tax money from the government. You should be doing something to pay it back. You should be going to school maybe to learn a new trade. Maybe yours is gone, doesn't exist anymore. You ain't track repairmen out there. You need to go get re-educated. What's wrong with that? The Dems in California say you can't force somebody to work. Can't force somebody to take a class they don't want to take. Good. I shouldn't be forced to give them my tax money. Just saying. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to jive.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, just being involved and engaged. Really that simple. Just be involved, be engaged. You'll make me very happy. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let's, what was I talking about? I hate when I do that to myself, and I do it to myself, so it's not like, I can blame anybody for it. Oh, voter fraud, that's what we were talking about. What happens is I end up going, looking something up, make sure I have the right information before I go on, and I forget what I was talking about. Anyway, talking about ballot harvesting, I don't think you guys have that, some of you guys don't have in your state. But basically, if you want to go back and grab the last segment, we were talking about how you can go door to door and actually pick up people's votes and bring them in. Doesn't that sound safe and secure? It was one of those heart-string, tugging, tear-jerking, carefully curated narratives about dreamers. Right? We're all supposed to be sympathetic and, you know, no matter what it takes, no matter where you have to go, what you have to do, we got to make it right. I don't even know what right is at this point. But a story that ran in the Los Angeles Times accidentally did more to raise questions about the issue of ballot harvesting in California than really what the right wing is doing to raise questions. The Times. The Times described how Californian, you know, their famed ballot harvesters flipped places such as Orange County. All right, now here's the thing, too. You never flip an area in one cycle. It never happens. You keep taking chunks away from it. Orange County was solid, solid red. And all of a sudden, overnight, everybody became a Democrat. And what we find out as you start to investigating, questioning, asking, you find out that the harvesters, in many cases, help the voters fill out their ballots. In California, dreamers like Cruz phoned voters, walked precincts, protested outside Republican lawmakers' offices. So here's a fellow that's out there beating pavement, and people get to see him and think he's, you know, involved and well-informed. Now, an analysis of data from 8 states by the Latino Policy and Politics Initiative at UCLA, it found the Latino vote grew by an estimated 96% from 2014 to 2018. So it grew 96% compared with 37% among non-Latinos. Right? That surge in and of itself flip 20 House districts. How does that happen, do you think? Right? I mean, they come here, they don't really have much information. They really don't know what's going on. They really don't understand the whole process. And Democrats meet them around every corner and say, no, you want to be a Democrat because we're for the little people. We're for you. We're the one helping you break the law. That's what we're doing. No matter what, we're going to help you, even if it means some American citizens die from time to time. We're going to keep the law from deporting you the way it's supposed to, according to the law. These are lawmakers that are supporting this. But I know that we have become so self-centered as a society in this country. It's so much about me that it doesn't matter that you're breaking the law as long as it benefits me. I'm happy with it. I can handle it. Half an hour later, she's helping Silva look up candidates as he filled out his ballot by the light of her phone. I'm glad you guys came, he said. I was going to leave it in my drawer. I wasn't going to vote. Right? The story doesn't say that the dreamer ballot harvester would do if the voter decided to vote some other way. Right? Naturally, the curious reporter also doesn't put down the obvious question. Did the foreigner tell the indifferent man how to fill out the ballot? I mean, did he say, hey, why are you leaving those blank? Make sure you fill them all in. If you have any questions about the candidates, I'd be more than happy to tell you about it. You see where that's going? And now we have to believe that all the illegals that are helping that harvest ballots are going to tell the truth, right? That makes total sense, doesn't it? It's amazing to me that, again, we're back to foreigners. You don't like the word alien? How about foreigners? Foreigners are more important than American citizens. When AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, when she said that the mothers at the wall that are bringing their kids to the wall are more Americans than Americans, I've been scratching my head for 2 weeks. I still don't know what she's talking about. I can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense in any way, or to even come up with a story that would kind of make it make sense. It doesn't. You know, and the Constitution or what we believe that the Constitution says as to people born here on this soil, even if they're from another country. Do you really think, I've got to ask a question, and I apply common sense to these amendments, because you have to. Do you really think that our founding fathers, what they had in mind, or what Americans, what our legislators had in mind with the amendment, is that anybody who came here for any reason in any way, even on a vacation, that child was to have citizenship? You really believe that's where their mind was at? Do you believe when they were crafting the First Amendment that they really, 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 really thought that freedom of speech meant you could swear at police officers? You could say whatever you want to whoever you want, whenever you want. Do you remember why they put that in place? Remember this journalist, and not the journalist of today, but this congressional journalist that write down what the argument was, so you would know the spirit and the meaning behind the law, why it was even put up. It was so that you lovely people who are pounding on Trump don't go to jail. It was so people like me who were pounding on Obama didn't go to jail. We'd have a right to make fun of our government, to put them down, to talk about how bad they were or how good they were, without fear of reprisal from the government. And then they brought in the IRS. Think about it. Probably the most powerful group on the planet. Again, think about it. They don't need warrants to come into your business. They don't need any of that. They can start grabbing your money if they pronounce you guilty. It's a whole different process than any other group. So when it comes to the voting, how important this is, California, some of these states that gave felons the right to vote. Look, I have no problem once somebody serves their time and they get out and they become a good member of society, you give them their right to vote back. I have no problem with that at all. But since we've had one political party that seems to favor lawbreakers big time, I'm concerned that they gave back convicted felons the right to vote. You look in California now where it's not even a ticketable fine when you steal under $900 from somebody. You know, from a home or a business. It's called petty theft or something like that. It's ridiculous. I'm serious.
Thinking about checking out the neighbor's doors.
Me too. I mean, we know people that have gone for weeks at a time. I'm thinking I could have some fun. I wonder if that $900 is per year or per month or maybe per week. I don't know. We could load the house up. But it never stops. I mean, these nut jobs never stop. So when you think about what they've promoted, what they push, what they've tried to make happen, you have to scratch your head and say, what the heck is going on with these people? And the only thing I keep coming back with is they need more voters. Think about it. They're not reaching out to American citizens. They're reaching out to illegals. They're not helping American citizens. They're reaching out to illegals. And yes, I know I didn't get to it, but I will next time. You know what it is? The McJesus is back. Yeah, you heard me. The McJesus. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, write it down. Go ahead, get the pen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or you know what? Just come back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You've been listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up. Again, the McJesus in the next segment. We'll be back in a little bit.